The new French president Emmanuel Macron is celebrating another victory after parliamentary elections over the weekend. His party, the Republic on the Move party, won a landslide victory in the first round. The second round of voting is this Sunday. And joining us now is Florence Villeminot from France 24. She's in Paris on Skype. Florence, there was a big question about whether Macron would be able to do anything as president because his party controlled no seats in parliament. Now it looks like they'll have almost all of them.
And that was really the key issue for Emmanuel Macron. It was going to be a real challenge for Macron to secure this majority in parliament. And he has done so in such a comfortable way. And it seems like he virtually has no opposition from the conservatives, and certainly no opposition for the socialists, who really had a humiliating defeat yesterday. Remember, they currently have the majority in the parliament, and the most they could win is perhaps between 20 and 30 seats in parliament, which is a huge defeat for them. But the conservatives, they're the second party, I guess you could say, but they're very far behind Emmanuel Macron's party.
So what does this mean for policy in France? If Macron comes in now and has a huge majority and can do anything he wants, what's he going to do?
Well, that's what everyone wants to know. Emmanuel Macron, in the presidential election, drew some criticism for not being very clear about his program. He said he was a little bit on the left, a little bit on the right. There are some things that he has made very clear. He wants to make it easier to hire and fire people. He also wants to reform the pension system, the unemployment benefits system. And he's also said he wants to clean up French politics. In the past couple of months and years, French politics has been hit with scandal after scandal. Now it seems like he does have a majority to push some of those things through. But the real question is, since he's not going to face that much opposition, will he actually do those things? Because there perhaps won't be so much debate. So it's a real mystery as to what's going to happen next.
Is this the end of the far right party of Marine Le Pen, since her party did so poorly in these parliamentary elections?
Well, the party did poorly compared to what they hoped to do, but it's still going to secure more seats than it currently has. It currently has 2 seats in parliament, and it could get up to 10, which would be quite a large leap for them, even though it would be disappointing. They were hoping for a lot more. The party is going through a major crisis since the presidential election. Internal party divisions, which were already there, have come very much to the surface. There have been calls to rebrand the party, perhaps change its name, perhaps change its leader. So it is going through a crisis, but despite the disappointment, it still is going to be in a more powerful position with respect to policymaking.
How much of Macron's success with the French people has been about being anti-Trump? We think back to what's happened over the last few weeks. There was that white-knuckled handshake between the two of them. There was a moment when Macron was approaching some of the world leaders, and instead of going to President Trump, who was in the center, he veered off and went first to the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And then with the Paris Accord, when the U.S. was pulling out of the Paris Accord on climate change, Macron went on French TV and blasted President Trump for his decision and offered Americans disappointed by the decision a second homeland in France. Here he is.
I call on you to remain confident. We will succeed because we are fully committed. Because wherever we live, whoever we are, we all share the same responsibility. Make our planet great again.
Okay, so what do you think? How much of this is about Trump?
Well, it's definitely zingers that have gone viral. And so I guess there's a certain amount of satisfaction in France that that he's been able to stand up to not only Donald Trump, but even Vladimir Putin. When he met Vladimir Putin here in France, he was seen as having a successful interaction and standing up to Vladimir Putin. So standing up to Trump and Vladimir Putin, I guess, are mark points for Macron. But these days, France is focused more on France and not so much on what's going on in the stateside, I think.
Are French people getting sick of voting every few days?
They are, actually. There's, I guess, what you could call a certain amount of election fatigue, which might explain a very important factor in this parliamentary election, or at least in the first round, and it's the record abstention rate. French people tend to vote. In presidential elections, for instance, the turnout rate hovers around 80%. Traditionally, in parliamentary elections, it hovers around 60%. But yesterday, it was under 50%. And that is something that's really shocking. That's something that's been getting a whole lot of attention here in France. Hmm. Now, I think the analysis is that people are just tired of voting. But it's a trend that we've been seeing in France over the past couple of parliamentary elections. And a lot of that has to do with the electoral calendar. The parliamentary election comes just about a month after the presidential election, and so people are just a little over French politics. But then there's also another factor, is the fact that so many people were, I guess, disappointed in the presidential election. You know, people who voted for Marine Le Pen or for the far left Jean-Luc Mélenchon, they were disappointed in the presidential election, and so they just decided not to go and vote in the parliamentary election.
That's Florence Villeminot with France 24. Florence, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.